All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects, and we're all present and accounted for, even if you can't see us at all times on the live stream. What the hell are you doing?
I like this.
You like this? You're Ken Hoffman.
This is where old Kenny boy left the microphone, and I decided, you guys always bitch at me for when we first go on the air getting my microphone set up right. So yeah. I'm just leaving. This is how I'm going to do the show today, facing the wall.
So you almost,
also, I don't have
so
to
you're
look,
in timeout.
Yeah.
But you're doing the show.
And I don't have to look at Nick's ugly ass. So yeah. This is good. This is a plus.
It's something we both can benefit from.
Yeah. So. I mean, look, I'm not handsome. I'm certainly.
He's looking at the back of your head like he's going to do something.
No, I'm not. He can sit like that the whole time. It's kind of weird. It's awkward.
Is it?
It's super awkward. Well, plus your laptop is.
At least I'm not like this way. Now I can't see anybody. And this is, you know what? I'm okay with this too.
What about your stats though, bro? How are you going to?
I'll check them at the break. It won't. Let's just put it this way. It won't be the best show I've ever done. Be like, did you know that Yordan Alvarez didn't hit all home runs? That's all I got. I don't have the stats in front of me, but he didn't hit all home runs.
Well, it is a laptop, so you could.
I could put it in my lap. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. All right. I'm gonna
switch welcome back.
Around. Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to
me
see
here.
You. Peeps are loving the fact that on the stream, they know you're here now.
Yay. All what's right. up, guys?
All good, man. I think.
What do you mean you think?
Just a Thursday. No big deal. Same stuff, different day.
Right? Same stuff, different flies, as we say.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything change for you guys? Lord knows there was a lot going on after we got off the air again yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Like with the Texans?
We got all kinds of Texan stuff to get to, and none of it revolves around anything on the field.
Yeah, that's a mess over there right now.
It really is, man. And
Did you see the latest allegations? So there was the whole tampering thing that dropped yesterday.
You're talking about the discrimination stuff.
Yeah. So somebody had sent that to us originally, and I was like, well, that's just a rumor. There's no – I haven't seen anything definitive posted from a credible source or a website. And then I think Bleacher Report had it, that USA Today had it. And it was like, ooh, might be some to that as well. I'm certainly not suggesting that it is, in fact – real. The Texans have come out and denied it, but if you haven't heard, in fact, I should probably find the tweet and do the story some justice, right?
However you wish to handle it. I do realize there was a news story last night on the local news as well as the word started shuffling out and people started following up, and the guy who is leading the lawsuit, and literally from his story, I mean, it seems like he's got some credibility and he's got some things that really could be a suit. He started saying all the people that were no longer there. The only problem is, like, one of the people he circled was the director of the cheerleaders who got into all that hot mess about
right.
practicing and so shaming and all that other stuff.
Here's the first couple of paragraphs. And I'm usually not just read you the story word for word guy on the radio because that's boring. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is warranted. I don't want to screw this up and imply things. Right. So in this case, this is on Bleacher Report. This was written by Tim Daniels. It was released today. Or the date on it is June 13th, but it says former Houston Texans security coordinator Jeff Pope filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission alleging Brian Gain, the team's general manager, until he was dismissed last week, quote, targeted African-Americans when firing employees during his tenure. And then another quote, it appeared and I believe that he was targeting all minorities in leadership positions and was set to replace them with non-African-Americans, which he did. Pope, who is an African-American, wrote in a complaint obtained by A.J. Perez of USA Today. So he said Pope listed eight other black employees fired since Gain was hired in January of 2018. So that's the basis of what I'm going off of now, as opposed to somebody sending a text and just right. saying, hey, I heard that he just fired a bunch of black people. And I'm like, that's not credible enough for me. Turns out that texter maybe was mm-hmm. onto something. But you understand we can't just use text as a source.
Well, and Mr. Pope was on TV. They interviewed him with his lawyer, and he said it was even down to the fact that there would be a table full of African-American guys, himself included, having breakfast every morning and talking, and they were talked to and strongly encouraged to not do that anymore, even though the table next to them and several of the other tables were all white guys doing the same thing.
Yeah, basically, it appears as though, or he's suggesting that Brian Gain was saying, look, we can't have a bunch of black people hanging out together at lunch or breakfast. You can't do that.
And that's, you know, again, and then, so then the next question becomes.
Brian Gain obviously never went to high school.
Well.
Like, literally in high school. I don't know about y'all's high school, but our high school, there was the black table, the white table, the Hispanic table. It was weird, though, because there was, like, multiple white tables. There was the redneck white table. There was, like, the nerd white table, the emo, well, we called them new wave white table. Yeah, there was, like, these different versions of the white table, but there was just only, like, one black table. There was no, like, black emo nerd table. That was too specific.
One of my best friends was African American, and we ate lunch, and we, you know, and it was all like, it was like the guys on the sports teams hung out together.
Right. Well, there was the jock table, and that was like the most.
So it was diverse.
The jock table was the most diverse, for sure.
All right.
But yeah, the lunch lines were separated, or the lunchroom was segregated, and I don't.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, our school, we had issues. It wasn't the worst ever. Mm-hmm. This is how bad it was, though. And I'm trying to think of a clean way to say this. So at the end of our school year, on the last day of school, which happened to be my birthday, it was the last day of school, I pull into the parking lot, and our entire school had been spray painted with graffiti. But it was all racial slurs.
Oh, boy.
And racial statements about black people. All over. Like, it almost caused a race riot. There were plenty of fights that day. It was wild. And they don't really know. I don't think they ever found out who did it. But that was literally the last day of school, was just awful, awful things all over the walls outside of the school.
Man.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I bet you the school cop didn't want to be there.
Man, I mean, unfortunately, there were a lot of incidents where, just in general, people just got punched in the face for no reason. Like, literally, there'd just be a white dude walking down the hall, and he would just get punched in the face.
You're talking Jersey Village?
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Yeah. Jersey Village. And I remember, because some of my friends who happened to be black were like, hey, man, it's going to get weird today, so you might as well just hang out with us. I don't want you accidentally getting punched in the face. I was like, what?
Gee.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's crazy.
It was pretty awful. So, yeah. So, but yeah, that's how our lunchroom was. But I don't understand. Like, these are adults. These are adults with the jobs and, you know, being productive parts of your organization. Why are you out here saying that they can't congregate together as friends? And to his point, if this is true, all of this is alleged.
Sure.
But if it's true, are you breaking up other tables? Are you telling all the white folks or the Hispanics or whoever, hey, you can't congregate together?
Here's the other. There's a couple things, too, because the first thing you hear about when you hear about all this is, oh, so is this why Brian Gain was released?
Right.
But from what I've heard, this has nothing to do with it.
Well, okay. Now, so I thought the same thing, but now let's evaluate the statement that the Texans released. Okay. Let's take a gander at that for a moment and see if you pick up any verbiage in here that kind of, you know,
resonates or rings a bell.
Not necessarily, but causes your ears to perk up a little bit or seems like a red flag. So Chairman Cal McNair announced the decision to fire Gain on Friday. Quote, after a thorough evaluation of our football operations, we have decided to relieve Brian Gain of his duties as general manager. Brian is a man of high character, and we appreciate his contributions to our organization. We will begin an immediate search for a new GM. In the interim, football operations will be led by Senior Vice President of Football Administration, Chris Olson. While the timing may be unusual, this decision was made in the best interest of our organization and in our quest to build a championship team for the city of Houston. Two things stood out to me in that. One, Brian is a man of high character, and while the timing is unusual, this decision was made in the best interest of our organization. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that lets you know that if this was just a football operation, you feel like they might have been a little more specific to, like, we weren't happy with the draft. We weren't happy with, you know, they might give a little more specific detail. Very, very vague. And I'm not suggesting that in every firing in the NFL that they're very specific about why.
Right.
But it's other than the Jets doing it this year, it's really rare that you let a GM do a draft and then fire him.
Oh, no question about it. The timing of both, yeah, the Jets was a little bit awkward. The Texans is very awkward. But the thing is, too, after thinking about if this was directly associated with Brian Gain being fired, then I also thought back to the fact that people forget this organization, for as squeaky clean as they want to be and all the way that they want their players to be, they've had sexual harassment charges brought against them in the last couple of years.
Yep.
They had this whole cheerleader scandal.
Inmates running the prison.
They had the Bob McNair quote. So the biggest thing is how they handle it going forward. You mentioned yesterday, is this Cal putting his stamp on the organization? This is where Cal could really put his stamp on the organization and really get some people to respect him, starting with his own locker room. How they handle these next couple of weeks, because look, there's not a whole lot going on. And this thing, neither one of these things are going away in the short term. So yeah, how they handle this, and how transparent they are, and how honest they are. Because remember, the last time with the whole McNair thing, it was deny, deny, deny. Then it was, well, it may have happened, but it really didn't come out like that, and it was taken out of context. And then finally it was, okay, he said it, he's going to apologize, but it's really not that big of a deal because he wasn't thinking that certain way. All of which just completely made things worse and then worse and piled on. How they handle these next couple weeks could say a lot about how this franchise goes forward.
It really can, because it's a delicate thing, and the last thing that Cal and the Texans want and need is for this to actually surface and be a thing, and them having been denying it the yes. entire time. They also said in the article that the Texans said they were not aware of this at the time that they relieved Brian Gain of his duties. The lawyer for Pope said, that's not really true, because their legal team was contacted several days before Brian Gain was let go, and they said that they spoke with their legal team. So there's some this could be awful for them if they didn't just come out. That's what I don't understand. If you know there's been something, why not come out? It's only going to make you look good. I mean, this is more Mark Cuban than it is yep. standing up. If you just let this go and say, oh, well, that's not why we fired him, and then it comes out that this is true and this Mr. Pope wins his case.
Terrible look.
Now you look like idiots.
Yeah. And liars.
As opposed to, hey, we don't know if this is true or not, but we are not going to stand for this. These are just allegations at this point, but we choose to act now. As opposed to sitting Absolutely. Back and be passive and let this continue. Own it. Just own it.
I would hope they're trying to I would hope this was just a contributing factor to his firing and not sure. the reason why.
Right.
Because if it is, especially with that quote, it is telling.
And as
if
we
they
always
say
said,
this is a man of high character.
That's the scary
and you're
part.
Saying that as like a cover up because of that, then it's a terrible look.
And yeah. we want answers now. But at the end of the day, especially because there's a suit involved in this, we're going to probably end up getting answers at some point. And that's what, you know, you don't want to look like you were lying on top of.
So two schools of thought, because the whole high character thing is what perked my ears up. What? Wait a minute. Why would you say that? Either you are telling the truth and you didn't know, or you're acting like you didn't know and you're just trying to cover it up.
Which wouldn't be...
I'm not
time.
Suggesting I know which right. one it is, but I'm just saying when that gets mentioned, did they, you know, like, I don't know. That's I know that high character on the surface is important to this team. On the surface, it is.
And that's important on every team, but you're right. How is it really behind closed doors?
Yeah.
We forgot, we can't mention his name, but there's another player, I think, Barry, you knew, that accused the higher-ups of being racist, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We weren't allowed to reveal his name.
Yeah.
So we got that. Then we still got this whole Nick Caserio angle to get to because of the fact that now the Patriots have filed tampering charges. Is that because New England doesn't want to lose them? Or is that because they're trying to punish the Texans for screwing with their organization?
Or are they just being bitches?
Which is also quite possible. But we'll break all that down for you as well. There's so much more to get to. So we'll continue to roll into the open of the show and get down to some nitty-gritty right away, boys. I like it. So if you want to reach the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, you can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show on a Thursday. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride. Funny story, but I get coffee this morning at the Starbucks. And
That's not that funny.
Well, okay. And you get to know, I know, you know, a lot of the people in there. I always say hi to them, everything like that. And the guy walks up to me and he was talking about, hey, I'm not sure what you do, but, you know, I could run some things by you about some things. And I was like, what do you think I do? And he goes, I don't know. Are you insurance or something like that? And I go, no, man. But I said, you know, what's going on? And before he tells me, he goes, well, what do you do? And I go, I do a
bitch,
radio.
You don't know who I am?
I go, I do a radio show on ESPN 97.5. He goes, I listen to ESPN 97.5 all day. What's your name? And I go, Joel Blank. And he's like, Usual Suspects? I love y'all, man. I love y'all. And I was like, great. Hey, that's pretty cool. I was like, wait. And he goes, I don't need you for anything now. I'm just happy as hell I got to know you. That I've seen you all these times. I'm like,
you're famous, man.
I was like, we appreciate you listening, man. That's great. Just tell your friends.
So that was funny. Your foo-foo drink?
The Venti Americano with 5 Stevia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It sounded longer.
Why can't you lazy ass put your Stevia in yourself?
I can. But I like, when I go in, it's gotten to the point where they know my order, so I walk in and they make it already. So it saves me time.
You are bad and bougie.
No, you know what's bad and bougie? Are all the people at that location. I won't call it out for now. But they're all the people at their location that are so busy and busier than others that they park in the handicap spot so that they can get their order that they ordered on the app.
Oh, no.
That's just that not right. acceptable.
That is not good.
I've called people out on it before, but I've told the guy that runs, I was like, dude, you got to put an end to that because people just think that's their parking spot.
I almost got in a fight with somebody one time.
I walked by the dashboard going, man, I don't see a handicap placard.
Yeah.
They dart for their door.
Well, next time, take a picture and put it on social media. Be like, this person felt like that they were more important than a handicap person and their ability to park.
I thought that wasn't politically correct.
What?
Saying handicapped.
What is you supposed to say? Disabled?
Yeah. I thought Joel was going to jump in and correct you there.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I didn't know handicapped.
But you know what I could do is on that sign that has the little handicap sign.
This is literally the first I've heard of that.
No, I've been told that that's like inappropriate. I don't care.
Now I've got to Google it. Is handicap... PC.
Now, that's disabled the first thing on is Google. Bad because that's why baseball changed to the injured list instead of the disabled list. So that they wouldn't be the DL anymore. Because DL is disabled is offensive. There's our girl Sarah Barshot, by the way.
What up, Sarah? Hey, let's get Lance's call out of the way because I want to look this up while he's talking about this.
Okay, Lance, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Good, man. You?
Good. It was just funny. I was just getting in the car when I heard y'all talking about Jersey Village and the whole segregation thing going on. I went to Side Creek back in the early 2000s, like 2003, and it was exactly the same way. Like, you have your Hispanic guys that they had the wall, and they were kind of just laying on the wall, and that was kind of their thing. We had stairs, and, you know, we called that the black hole for, you know, all the black guys and doing that thing, and the jocks, you know, they have their old table and everything. That's really real, you know. And it's funny because Jersey Village and Side Creek, back when I was there, their school was basically exactly the same the way it was built. So the fact that, you know, we weren't the only ones that saw that, it's kind of funny that happened, you know. So
when did you graduate, Lance? Lance, what year did you graduate?
Oh, back in 2003.
Wow. So just to give you an idea, appreciate the call, Lance. Just to give you an idea, I graduated in 92. So not much changed in 10 years, even though we like to think, well, you know, 2000s and all that, and look how we're 10 years later, and it was still, I wonder if today if high schools are like that.
It would be interesting to find out,
if there's still like a black table and a white table and a Hispanic table and the Asian table where they're all studying. And then the,
So anyway, because I know what we would do is we would basically eat quickly because then we would head to the gym.
You had to go and we'd shove nerds in their lockers.
No, we'd go play 21 or pick up hoop or
21. Y'all were playing blackjack?
Hustle.
We rolled dice.
We called it hustle, but we were just playing hoop.
Oh, you weren't shoving people in their lockers?
No.
Get out of here, nerd. Give me your lunch money.
No, that was for after practice.
You were a bully, right?
That was for after practice.
Oh, that's what
in the locker room.
So you were a bully?
No.
I could see totally see
Joel
being a bully.
Absolutely not.
All right, here's some the NDA.ie has the appropriate terms to use.
Ah.
When writing or speaking about people with disabilities, it's important to put the person first. Catch-all phrases such as the blind, the deaf, or the disabled do not reflect the individuality, equality, or dignity of people with disabilities. Term no longer in use, the disabled. Term now used, people with disabilities or disabled people.
What's the difference?
You're generalizing when you say the disabled. You're not.
Instead of disabled
people.
People. Stop it.
Term no longer in use, wheelchair bound. Term now used, persons who uses a wheelchair.
Can you use handicap or not?
Term no longer in use, the handicapped. Term now used, disabled person, person with a disability. You can't say mental handicapped, which I never did. I always said mentally handicapped. No,
said,
mentally
he
handicapped.
Said a lot worse than that.
Intellectually intellectual disability. Mentally handicapped, intellectually disabled.
What?
Mental handicapped is no longer used. Now you say intellectual disability.
Reading this may make you mentally handicapped.
No, it would make me intellectually disabled.
I stand corrected.
Don't you
my
be
fault.
Inappropriate.
You know what I could do?
Wait. The term no longer used is normal. The new term is non-disabled. Who's out there?
Dude,
I'm telling you. That's the reason why I thought Joel would jump all over it, because usually you always talk about how Lisa's always letting you know you can't say that.
Oh, yeah, certain words. That's more ethnic.
But who says normal or non-disabled?
Nah. But you know what I could do?
I would probably
Barry's
say
right. I should just take pictures, instead of posting them, I should tape them to the sign with the little blue wheelchair on it and go, this is for disabled people to park, not these cars right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Term no longer in use, schizo or mad. You now say person with a mental health disability, and you no longer say suffers from. You say has. So, you know, my wife doesn't suffer from asthma. She has asthma.
Mm.
Oh, my God. We are screwed.
You shouldn't have read that on the air, because we're going to violate half of those
just
with the text line alone.
You know what I suffer from? Oversensitivity. That's what I suffer from.
I've been told I do too. So.
Well, wow.
Just from the show after ours.
I violate so many of those.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. We got a half hour in. That means 2.5 to go. We take you all the way till 7. We take you till 4. Blitzy takes you till 7. Who's filling in for Fred today? We got to find that out, because I know you are tomorrow, Barry Dick Arnold. But other than that, we'll find out who's filling in for Fred today. It's the usual suspects. Wow. ESPN 97.5.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You know how we do it. First segment or two, we kind of break the ice, get into some other things off topic, and then we take it as it goes. This time, we actually got into a little Texans early, but we'll circle back as we roll through.
Yeah, a couple things from the text line. Somebody said, if the Texans story is true, will y'all say you were all wrong about blaming O'Brien for his firing and power grab?
No.
No, I probably won't just now, because you had to be a dick about it. So no,
And I said, even yesterday, I blame Bill O'Brien. And as much as I'd like to believe you, Barry, who yesterday was even saying, there's a good possibility this could be Cal putting his stamp on the organization going forward. Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to believe that, but I don't. And until I see how this whole thing unfolds and you hear what we're going to get more of by as the days go on, we'll find out. And then if I am wrong, I'm happy to admit I'm wrong because that means the franchise is in a better place.
Now, this is somebody... I don't even know if I should read this.
You're not happy. I can already tell.
What about Rick Smith hiring mostly black people? Isn't that a form of favoritism towards a certain race?
Oh, man.
Right. If your dumbass doesn't know the difference by now between firing black people for being black and telling them that they can't sit at the same table together and just hiring people in general, and some of them are black, because you're just throwing out an assumption. You have no idea how many people Rick Smith actually hired within that organization. You have no idea. You're being asinine for the sake of being asinine. Like, that just makes no sense. Somebody said, or Kansas City Jackson said, I'm in the class of 2000. I'm pretty sure I was there because I remember getting off the bus and seeing the graffiti. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Jackson, I graduated in 92, so it wasn't class of 2000. That was a big difference. Now, if it happened again, that's still pretty awful that, 8 years later, it's still happening.
Yep.
Not good. Barry, I graduated from Pearland in 2016. Lunch tables in the school, exactly the same. I think that's just a high school thing. I would have thought that by now... especially because you see kids now, you see a lot more. Like I went today, I had a client meeting, so she had to postpone a little bit. So I just went and grabbed some lunch at our favorite Chick-fil-A over there off of Shepherd and 610. Mm-hmm. And I went in and used one of the cards that she gave us. So I was like, oh, look at me. I'm all eating for free. And but I'm sitting there hanging out and there's a group of kids, and probably seven or eight of them, a couple blacks, a couple Hispanics, a couple white kids. I'm like, see, that's badass. That's so good to see. Just it wasn't a clique, it wasn't anything. It was just a bunch of dudes hanging out. And that's what I would see is, oh, well, that's got to be high school today. But apparently, the more things change, the more they stay the same, because that's not the case. And then someone said, can I still use handicap in golf?
Okay.
Speaking of golf, Joel, who are you picking in the U.S. Open?
Dustin Johnson, although I'm always pulling for Tiger.
There you go.
I could have cheated and said Kevin Kisner because he had a birdie. He had an eagle and five birdies with four holes to play and was five under.
That was my pick.
Of course.
I don't know who that is.
It's only day one. So, yeah. So the other half of this Texans thing, though, is again, what broke yesterday after we got off the air. But the fact that the Patriots are filing tampering charges against the Texans and Nick Caserio, who is the apple of the Texans' eye, is in the center of all this. And then you start asking yourself questions like, you know, is this the guy that they want and they know he's identified as the only guy that they want? How did they go about it? We know that they had their ring ceremony recently. Bill O'Brien just hired another guy, for lack of a better term, socially politically corrected mental coach. The guy that left because he was ticked off about the Robert Kraft situation. They made him an executive VP here. He went back to the ring ceremony. Who knows if he talked to Caserio and said, hey, man, if you're interested, we'd love to have you. But really what it comes down to, too, is Caserio really interested? Does he really want the job? And then is this, like you said, Barry, is it the Patriots being little bitches and Belichick going, I don't want to lose a guy that I really respect and trust, and I don't want him to go? Or on the flip side, is Caserio, our true Patriot guy, going, they came after me. I'm not interested, but I'm going to make sure we file so we get a draft pick from them to screw them over.
I just think it's funny that a team that's been busted or... Oh, my microphone.
See, he's doing it anyway, Nick. He should have stayed sitting where he was.
I need some four hymns for my mic. I just think it's funny that a guy or an organization that's been busted for cheating as many times or accused of cheating as many times... Well, I guess busted.
Yeah.
As the Patriots are like, hey, guys, they're cheaters. They're totally cheating. Like the Patriots also, like every team in the NFL also doesn't tamper by reaching out. That goes on, Joel, you've been in sports and in front offices. You know this. It goes on all the time. This is just sour grapes on the part of the Patriots.
I'm going to let you guys know something without giving you the details. I'll do it off the air. I've been involved in it.
Yeah.
So I know.
That's what I'm saying. This
I know it happened.
This is not some like, what?
So the Houston Rockets cheated, Joel?
I'm not going to give you get into all of that, they Nick, cheat? But what, I'm what saying that.
Statute of limitations is over with, Nick. Stop it.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But I'm just saying everybody in the NBA is trying.
The Rockets are cheaters? No way. This is so much fun.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think this is just the Patriots and their sour grapes because the Texans are trying to emulate and steal all their people and be the Patriots of the South. And they're upset. But this is the equivalent of the Patriots coming out and saying, hey, somebody was filming our practices. Well, you deserve it. So I don't know why you're bitching and complaining.
Did Robert Kraft get tampering charges filed on him when he went to the massage place? Just asking a question, because they should be more worried about like you under their own roof instead of worrying about all this. But here's the other thing I will say in Bill O'Brien's favor. If this guy's really good, if he's really the guy that just deserves the chance and they're going after him, I'm not mad at him. And I hope that they get him if that's their guy and it makes the organization better, regardless of what happened with the whole Brian Gaines situation. Because like we said, you know, it's all going to come out in the wash eventually. We don't know how quickly that's going to be, but we'll find out. But at the end of the day, it would be really crappy if they fired Gain because they thought suddenly there was a better guy available. But I also, I'm not going to fault them if they get the better guy and he's able to help this organization move forward.
Why would that be crappy if they think there was a better GM than Brian Gain available?
Because you went out and you committed to this guy being your guy. You gave him a 5-year deal. You said you were going to give him control and turn the reins over.
They just extended, let's say that the Rockets just extended Mike D'Antoni. Mm-hmm. Gave him his 3-year extension that he wanted. And then Pop says, I'm done with the Spurs. You know what? If another team in Texas came calling, I'd take it. But I can't be with the Spurs no more. Would it be wrong for the Rockets to immediately fire Mike D'Antoni and hire Greg Popovich? Would it be wrong to upgrade if you have a better option available?
It would be dirty.
They're going to get their money.
It would be dirty, but I'm not going to say it was completely wrong.
Why is it dirty, though?
Yeah.
It's dirty because you're telling one guy, you're giving him your word that you are our guy, and we believe in you. And we believe in you so much that we're going to give you an extension into the future because we want you to lead this team for the foreseeable future. And then all of a sudden, you just completely change courses, fire him, and bring in somebody else. I think that's dirty pool.
You know who goes through this all the time? Players. So why would the GM be any different? They fire players all the hey, look, you're getting older. We don't want to pay your money. You cost too much. We're going to go and fire you. Even though we gave you a contract, well, not guaranteed. At least
that's
Brian Gaines'
right?
money.
Basketball, they can't do that.
Yeah, but I'm saying at least, baseball. I'm saying in football. And within the Texans organization, how many people has Brian Gaines let go or decided to let go or any GM in football let go because there was a better option available that they could get either have to pay more money or for cheaper? I don't feel sorry for Brian Gaines one bit if that were the case, because he's probably done it just like every other GM has done it.
I'll say the other thing is if in his benefit is he's got 3.5 years on a deal.
Yeah.
So he's still going to get paid. It's right. Like the McHale deal with
the
Rockets.
That's the reason why it's not dirty for me.
Yeah. It's like when I used to talk to McHale after he got let go, I was like, Coach, the big difference between you and I is you're sitting on six a year for the next 3 years. Right. You're on easy street. If you want to trade with me, I'm good.
Barry's example is actually closer to dirty, and that's actually not considered dirty. When they cut a player because they don't want to pay him, that's, to me, in my opinion, closer to being dirty, and that's not. That's actually fair. But in his case, let's say it had nothing to do with the story that came out, and a year and a half goes by, and they're like, you know what? We really believed in this guy. And he just didn't turn out. Now we really don't believe in this guy. Mm-hmm. And we're going to pay the cost to get rid of him and find someone that's better. And he's still going to get paid.
You know,
I mean,
if you don't think Brian Gaines is a capable GM, one, you know, you should have done your due diligence.
Right.
But two, at least you cut bait now. How we've been roasting the Texans for years because they sat too long with Rick Smith.
Right.
So Cal McNair, if the only reason he let go of Brian Gaines is because he felt Brian Gaines was unable to do his job at a high standard, I applaud him, because you should cut bait as soon as you think this guy sucks and he can't do the job. They sat way too long with Rick Smith, and it put this franchise in a hole.
Yeah, it's just a bad look when you're spending franchise money to that degree, to that commitment, no, for that many years. But I think here's the other thing. That's the bigger thing is, if it's not just Bill O'Brien saying this guy's not my friend anymore and he wasn't, you know, being nice to me, but it was for legit reasons like that, then I would understand it a lot more. Then I would support it a lot more.
Say again?
So if it comes out that this was just petty Bill like saying that he wasn't my friend anymore, and I hired him, control. And he was taking shots at me, or he was doing whatever he was doing, then you know what? That's I get it, but I understand what you're saying too, because my whole thing is that from a public persona perspective, they will still say it's dirty.
There's only one way that I think that this was a bad firing, and that's if this was a power play by Bill
O'Brien.
That's
what I'm saying, and that's what I'm saying.
But if they fired him because there was a better option available, if they fired him because of the Pope allegations.
They realized he was incompetent.
If they fired him because, either better option, or he was incompetent and screwed up the draft, or the Pope allegations turned out to be true and they knew about it, then I'm fine with any of those firings. But if it was just a power play by Bill O'Brien, then I agree with you. It was stupid.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. All right. We'll continue to roll on. Just hour number one, 3-hour show. Plenty more to get to. Got the Astros to get to and the big game 6 tonight in the NBA Finals. Got a Stanley Cup champion to talk about for about 30 seconds.
Yay.
It's all that and more coming up as we continue to roll. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number one, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be on this beautiful day in the big city. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's in-studio stuff here at Gal Media.
A new vending machine
new
in
vending
the building.
Machines.
It was the first time I used it.
Yeah, me
Two
too.
Of them.
So, the first time I used it, Esme was like, sweetie, the new vending machine is in. I'll buy you a drink. You can, let me buy your first one. So, she gives me a dollar. I was like, oh, that's so sweet. So, I put the dollar in, and it just gave me 4 quarters back. I was like, what the hell? This is just a big-ass change machine is all this is. And then I tried to put the quarters in. They wouldn't take the quarters. I was like, well, this vending machine is exactly like the old vending machine. It doesn't work.
It just looks fancier.
Yeah, but they did upgrade the snacks.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. There's some
I'm munching on the baked barbecue Lays right now.
That's a good option to have because then you won't be as fat. So
right, I need that.
Joel got him a handful of nuts because
I did not. No, I did not.
No.
Nope, and I won't say who was in the kitchen or who was making comments. I'll just say that they gave you two options because now you have the big vending machine.
Yes.
And then you have the what would that be? The
25 cent, you can get a handful of candy or nuts.
Yeah, a handy for 25 cents.
Candy.
Oh my God. Candy for 25 cents or nuts. Yes. So you can put nuts in your pocket for a quarter. Congratulations.
I almost made it worse.
Yeah,
I almost made it worse. All right, so Demetrius had a couple of good texts on a couple of different topics that we were talking about. The first one, before we went to break, we were talking about Brian Gain. And Demetrius said, wasn't Gain under contract? If he was, and it comes out he was being racist, do the Texans still have to pay the rest of his contract? Isn't there a clause in contracts about being discriminate?
I think it's a morality clause, and it should be in there. And it is a very good point that I'm sure the organization will explore.
And we were talking earlier about the disabled and handicapped, and Nick brought up as a term, is that still politically correct to say handicapped versus disabled? And then we found the website where I don't think any of us knew all the intricacies of what you're allowed to say and not to say, and it's a pretty long list. It got ridiculous. And Demetrius said, I have two disabled kids, one permanently in a wheelchair and the other has autism, and most people are very nice and accommodating when talking about them. Nothing anyone says is not offensive unless you're like one stupid-ass woman who put her hands on my kid with autism because she was annoyed by him. She grabbed his
Hell
arm.
No, man. No.
I literally picked up a chair and was about to hit her with it until an employee at the store intervened. But other than that, most people are not.
Well, that employee is dumb. I would have just let you hit him.
I would have let you whoop that lady's ass.
No, because then he suffers legal consequences and possible jail time, and then he's away from his family.
I'm telling you right now, you put your hand on my kid.
But, your cat.
No, I'm just saying, if I had a kid.
He could run into a cool cop and say, you know what? That guy kind of deserved it. Yeah. I'm just going to
pretend. You would hope so, but at the same time.
Joe, if Taylor's acting crazy. Yeah.
But I've already told you this. I'm not going to put my hands on a woman, but I'm going to get someone that is going to take care of it. Now, it's a dude, it's a different story.
So you wouldn't punch a lady?
We've been through this. Damn. We're not doing this again.
Demetrius, well, I'm glad he and I are on the same
page. He ain't punching her. He's going full chair mode.
He's going WWE Ric Flair
yes,
on her.
Yes, he is. Without the woo.
Titan Hugo wanted to know what happened to Throwback Thursday. That's not happening.
No. So. We just will take a pass this week.
Yeah. And just, then someone said, I hope it's healthy snacks in that thing.
Why?
I don't, man, because we're all fat on this show.
But she did send out, because
this is a show full of fat asses.
But she sent that, when Laura sent out the whole, took requests from people, and she said there were going to be healthy options, and what people requested, she said in a follow-up email that they basically got what the people asked for, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, most of what the people asked for.
Right.
By the way, I mentioned that I went to the Chick-fil-A, our Chick-fil-A, Shepherd and 610.
Yep.
Love that place. Love everybody there. But the most egregious misspelling of my name has now occurred.
What, B-E-R-R-I-E?
No. So I took a screenshot.
E and three R's?
E and two R's. She said, what's your name? I said, Barry. And she goes, okay, thanks. And she types it in. And then she's like, you know how they're always like, here you go, Mr. Joel. Mm-hmm. She's like, here you go, Mr. Burr. I was like,
all right, just maybe, B-E-R-R?
Maybe she's from St. Louis, right? Like Nelly, like, oh, yeah. I like her. It when you do that right there. Like, you know, maybe that was, she's just Burr. Like, I don't know. I get the receipt, B-E-R-R.
Oh, my.
I was like, oh, God, what? Why is this so hard to spell Barry? Why is that so hard? That shouldn't be that hard. B-E-R-R, really? And you know what, you clowns? I don't want to see your text. Hey, Burr. Save them. I won't be reading them. You're getting blocked.
I was going to say, if blocked is going to be the next thing you find out.
And before I can even get the words out, there's two texts already that I bet say burr in them.
Here they come, right?
All right. I digress. Yeah, tell Paul that ain't happening.
That's on you, because they've been on you lately when you've taken the call.
We're not taking Paul's call.
You're probably listening right now. Just hang up, Paul. We're not going to take your call.
Yeah, for several reasons. One, because you got butt hurt because we hung up on you early last time. And two, because your original call said, who's the best 88 in history? And now you changed it to Brian Gaines? It ain't happening, Paul. Not happening. Sorry, buddy.
And we can do the call for you. Hey, guys. Who's the best 88 in football history? I'll let y'all talk about it. Go. It's a lot quicker that way.
Mark Shell said, we prefer the term big boned over fat ass. That's outstanding.
Wide boned or husky?
No, not husky.
No?
No. I don't think
it's wide okay. Boned.
Big boned.
Okay. Big boned.
You say wide boned?
A lot of people do.
I've never heard wide boned.
Yeah, Midwest thing, probably.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I've heard big boned, but
yeah,
not
she's
wide
just
boned.
Wide boned. No, she just eats a lot.
No, she's fat. That's,
yep. And all the sweatpants in the world ain't going to make a difference.
That ain't nice.
But it's true. I told you how the Midwest people dress.
Did you get any of that Astros game in last night? Okay. First question. Did you stay up for the whole game?
I did.
You are a liar.
No, I am not a liar. Lisa can verify that.
You stayed up for, I fell asleep. So I was off and on. I woke myself up snoring several times in innings 12 and 13. Mm-hmm. And I think it was inning 14 when Perez gave up the home run, right?
Mm-hmm. The bomb to Moustakas.
I woke up, saw that Jimmy Jack, and went, well, it's over.
And then your boy made, they gave him a hit, but it was really an error at short. They had moved Straw
to Straw make the error.
And so then it was a three-run game, and I'm like, I'll watch the end of this, but I already know how it ends.
Yeah. So
I just, to me, and you know, and I.
Well, we should do it on this side because we're going to have to get out of here. But I have thoughts about several things, including Yordan Alvarez again.
And Verlander. And okay, I've got some thoughts. Okay, so we'll continue to roll on. We've got our number one in the books, but we still got 2 hours to go in the big show. That means we got a windshield full of opportunities, as well as, you know, the rearview mirror, which is for what's all in the past. But you know what's in the present and in the future is your ability to go to a hotel because you are going on vacation or you are doing something from a business purposes standpoint where you need a place to stay. And normally you just either call or email or get online and book the hotel directly, or you go through one of those secondary sites which basically don't give you the kind of discounts you were looking for. Well, now all you got to do is go to one site. It's called besthotelrates.com, and they'll do all the work for you. They already have relationships with 600,000 1,000 hotel rooms worldwide. That means a lot of the hotels you've probably already stayed at or have wanted to stay at are now going to be available to you at a better price. And they do all the customer service and back checking for you. That means your reservations are backed up, they're safe and secure, just like the rooms themselves, and you don't have to go through all the hassle. You just go to the one website that does it all for you and punch in the dates that you are going to be traveling and the city of your destination, and they will take care of the rest. They will give you options and opportunities and a price range, and then you can pick from there. It's a fantastic site, and it's all based in the name. It's besthotelrates.com. Check them out, besthotelrates.com.
ESPN 97.5.